hang on tight.
Fish Talk Radio is about to take you on a fishing adventure. You're about to go places you have even yet to desire and revisit familiar favorites with live, on-the-water expert insider tips. Now, sit up straight, pay attention, take notes, and join the party for a blue water, white water, and calm water adventure.
Check out fish tips and trips online at fishtalkradio.com.
And now, the all-natural attitude adjustment.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan live in studio. And speaking of alive, we have the Grizz, who I believe is in La Paz right now, but he's going to be joining in the fray today and talking about fishing and might even make some comments and learn something. Who knows? I know that every week Mike is interesting to me because I learn something every week from the people that we talk to. And even you could probably teach me something. But give us an idea about where you are and what you've been up to.
Well, John, first of all, thanks for inviting me again. I'm very happy to be with you, like always. And I just got back from Lopez Mateo. I had a great day there yesterday. We got in, we were whale watching and doing some fishing. We were catching some small groupers. We went after snook, but the bite wasn't on snook. But it was awesome. We had 9 whales around us at all times. I mean, just, I don't know, it's like heaven or something. It's just incredible.
That's by Magdalena Bay, right?
Yeah, we're there at Magdalena Bay. We're right in Estados, right inside the mouth.
Right, that's about two-thirds of the way down the Baja in the Pacific.
We're exactly right, John.
Well, one of these days I'm going to have to get there. All the stories I keep hearing about how great the fishing is consistently and all the whales that come into the bay, and the other thing is it's not an easy place to get to, and you're not going to find a whole bunch of Winnebagos or casinos hanging around there.
No, you don't have anything like that. I mean, the town is very quiet. There's actually, in the whole town, only 400 people, and there's some small hotels there. You have to come into La Paz. But, John, you can arrange a trip down there. We can pick them up and take them there.
Let's do it.
It's a thing of a lifetime to go there.
Okay. Grizz, we're going to take a break right now, and then we're going to come back, and I think we're going to visit some cold country and see what the fishing is like there.
Okay.
So, and then we're going to talk to some more about, some of the stuff that you've been up to. But we got a lot of fishing going on, so everybody pay attention. We're going to be going to Mexico. And let me see where else we got there. Of course, up in the Bay Area, San Diego, up and down both coasts, and in Fort Lauderdale, we've got a special surprise for you coming up there. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan. With us today is Mike the Grizz. We'll be right back.
West Marine is America's favorite boating supply source. They've got thousands of items to keep your boat looking good and running like new. West Marine has an incredible selection of apparel and footwear for all your adventures on land and sea. Boats, motors, screws, fittings, the latest electronics, fishing gear, apparel, and friendly, knowledgeable staff. With locations nationwide, West Marine has all you need for fun on the water. Call 1-800-BOATING or log on to westmarine.com to locate the store nearest you.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
I'm going to jig me up a walleye from the bottom of the lake, and I'm not going to tell you what I use for bait. I'm a jigger.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio, and online is Mike the Grizz. On the line with us now, we are going to go back to a little bit cooler part of the country and talk about a little bit of different kind of fishing. We have Jim Wick on the line, and one of the things that Jim is associated with is wholesalefishing.com, and we're going to talk some more about it. You would not believe when you go to this site. Even if you don't need something, you're going to buy it. It's so cheap. But anyway, Jim, why don't you give us a little bit of an idea of where you are?
All right, John, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I'm located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We're in the frigid Midwest, upper Midwest right now. So And ice fishing is in full swing up here.
You know, we've talked about that a little bit more in the last couple of months, and apparently it's not a joke. I always kind of considered it as, you know, why would somebody want to do something like that? But there's some pretty serious ice fishermen out there.
Yeah, John, it's funny. I mean, yeah, I mean, I kind of laugh, too, at some of the guys because it's funny to watch them, you know, get all bundled up and go out. But I'll tell you, there's a lot of serious guys out there. And they catch do a lot of good fishing, a lot of panfish, walleye, northern. Right now, they're very hot in all areas, and in some lakes, they're even starting to drive their vehicles out on the ice. So,
wow, what do you think, Mike?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've done it. I've done it for northern one time up in northern Michigan, and it's an experience. I mean, not one that I'd like to be. I kind of like it's 82 degrees here. Just got off the boat. I'm in shorts. Kind of like that type of fishing there, guys,
yeah.
But it's an experience,
yeah.
And a damn good one, excuse my language.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now, some people apparently prefer the winter fishing as to the summer fishing, Jim, is that right?
Yeah, it's amazing because there are guys, and I have a few people that I know very closely that would rather be on the ice than on a boat or on shore. So, honestly, I mean, I understand that, you know, fishing is fishing. Like they say, a good day fishing is always a good day. So, but it's amazing. I mean, there's a lot of guys out there that are very serious, and they love their ice fishing. So,
well, I guess part of it is, you know, when you think about, you know, getting bundled up and then walking around on the ice and putting an auger in, but there's a lot more... people that are getting more involved in a lot more comfort where you're sitting in your living room with a hole in the floor.
Yeah, there's a lot of the you know, either the collapsible tent-like shelters, or some of these guys go full out and they'll build, you know, regular structures, you know, wood and drywall, and they put heaters in there, and you know, it's like the comfort of your own home that you know, you're just on the ice and fishing. So,
you know, that's what I did when they got out there. They put on a trailer a outhouse, and I'm serious, they took an outhouse and set it on there, and you sat in the outhouse and you had a little fire in there.
Yeah, Grizz, what's funny is if you drive by some of the lakes, it actually looks like, sometimes if you weren't aware of what they were doing, it looks like there's a bunch of outhouses out on the lake.
Well, Jim, you know, before we get too far carried away, let's talk a little bit more about your day job.
Yeah, thanks, John. I appreciate that. We, as you mentioned, wholesalefishing.com is a website we launched not too long ago, and it's a great thing. And you know, all the listeners can go there, and they'll see that we can save them up to 70% off of regular prices. And as we mentioned before, we'll continue with when they check out, if they punch in the coupon code FishTalk, FISHTALK. We will give them an additional 15% off our already low prices.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's an awesome deal. And like you said, John, if guys go there, even if they're not looking to buy something, when they see the variety of products and the prices we have, mm-hmm. they'll be buying. So.
Right. Well, you do have, you know, there's some areas that you're stronger in than others. I know that I see a lot of the new microfiber line there, and that stuff's really, really expensive. So if you can save a bunch of money on that, that's a great deal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we carry, we've got the good selection right now. We do carry the Power Pro, the Fireline, the Spider Wire. There's a couple of different ones in there that in Spider Wire. And we carry them all, and we've got fantastic prices on all of them.
Well, I don't know if you use it very much for ice fishing, but we're going to be going down to Chucky in Baja, and I know that we use the line down there. It's becoming very, very popular. And, again, it's very, very pricey, too. Good news is that it lasts a long time, but if you're interested in trying some, I would definitely recommend it. It's just wholesalefishing.com.
Correct.
I got to get there and check that out.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Away.
Yeah, you will. Maybe I'll bring some down for you next time I come
do.
Down, Mike. Okay. Well, Jim, that was pretty exciting stuff and maybe we'll carry that some more. I'm sorry we didn't give you a whole lot more time to talk about some of the product that you have, but very interesting time of the year back there. So we appreciate that, and let's get you back together next week. And, you know, we're even talking about your, you know, bringing you on for maybe you can take Grizz's place sometime.
Yeah, that'd be good. I can go fishing.
Okay.
But, Grizz, I'd rather trade places and be in shorts and 82 degrees right now, I'll tell you that.
Well, come on down, buddy. On down. You're welcome.
All righty.
I'd
well,
love to. I appreciate the invite.
Okay, guys, we're gonna go down to Baja right now. We have Chucky Van Warmer on the line from the Van Warmer Resorts in the beautiful East Cape, Baja, California, Baja South. Chucky, give us an idea of, you know, what's going on down there and maybe what, you know, an idea of how your last year's went and what you're expecting this year.
Well, last year was an excellent year. We had lots of Dorado, tuna, marlin. The billfish was absolutely phenomenal with the sailfish. You know, we had a great year. Hopefully, I mean, with our programs of catch and release, we're not killing the marlin, so they're coming back to their eating grounds, and we expect a similar year or a better year than last, as well with the tuna, as well with the Dorado, Wahoo. Right now we have a little bit of a wind, north wind. It's supposedly dying down Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's going to be beautiful. And so I can, you know, but late before that, we're catching Sierra Mackerel, Dorado, Striped Marlin. You know, we're going and getting into some fishing. But we hope that this year, 2011, is going to be a better year than last.
Well, Chucky, almost every year for you is better. It's just incredible with the service and the food and the lodging and everything. I mean, there's just no finer place in the world than fishing with you. I mean, it should be a sin to go down there and fish with you. I just love it. And I'll probably be down next week.
Okay. Yeah, I was waiting for you this weekend, Chris. Today we have a bikini contest on the beach, so I thought I was going to see you there, but I guess I'm going to miss you.
I'm sorry, Chucky. What was that contest again?
Bikini.
Okay.
My God, and I went to watch whales? And you got girls in bikinis? Chucky.
Grizz, you know, they're just because it's a bikini contest doesn't mean there wasn't some whales on the beach.
Well, that's true, too, John.
No. None of them. They're all beautiful women.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. So it's only women, huh?
Only women.
Okay.
Beautiful women.
Well,
and tomorrow, will they be there, too?
Tomorrow's going to be here, too. 5 o'clock tomorrow, Grizz.
I'll come down.
Okay. Chucky, you do have a lot of interesting things going on at different times of the year. And, you know, right now, you know, may not be the peak, but just around the corner, it's time to start making reservations and looking into, you know, for March, April, and May. And, you know, of course, we're going to be having a trip coming up down there in the fall. But just a quick comment before we let you go is that I've been coming down there for many years, and my impression is that the marlin fishing continues to get better every year. And, you know, fishing can come and go. Sometimes the Duruna and Dorado in, but it seems like the marlin are becoming more consistent. Is that correct?
That is correct. And that's because of the catch and release programs we have. It's working out. We're not killing any billfish. I mean, we get the return on the marlin. I mean, on the catching and releasing, it's about 85-89%.
So right,
it's up there, and they keep reproducing and more. You know, after the 80s and 90s, when early 90s, when the Mexican government gave the old Japanese the permits to kill all the marlin.
We
saw a huge comeback.
Great.
That.
Chucky, we're getting up against a break, but there's a great way to get in touch with you. First of all, the email address is?
It's www.vanwarmerresorts.com, and the phone number is 877-777-TUNA.
877-777-TUNA. Okay, Chucky, we got to go. Thank you very much. Grizz, stick around. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Set on the magnificent Sea of Cortez, the Grand Heritage Resort and Spa at Marina Costa Baja is the first five-star resort in La Paz, Baja South. Overlooking a 250-slip marina and white sand beaches, enjoy two signature restaurants, a world-class destination for fishing or diving. Enjoy five-star elegance in the charming laid-back city of La Paz. Dock your boat and enjoy the Marina Village. Visit on the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
It's all for the rod, the jolly, jolly rod. All for the rod and the tackle. I spent all my tin on this fishing boat I'm in. As across the mighty water I do travel.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. Hey, this is John Hennigan, and hey, Grizz, I think we're about to join a party.
A party? I'm ready.
Okay. We've got Matt Monroe that is down fishing in Fort Lauderdale area, staying at the luxury resorts, and I think they're at the Bahia Mar in Fort Lauderdale, and he went fishing today with Captain Taco. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to turn him loose. Matt, why don't you give us an idea how your day started?
Well, it started with a Bloody Mary this morning at about 7 a.m.
Oh, my God. Okay.
John, I got to tell you, I have probably had one of the greatest fishing experiences of my life. Not only am I here with my dad, but all my brothers, four brothers, and we are staying at really what is, to me, one of the greatest resorts in the country. The Bahia Mar is just a fantastic place. The hospitality was great. We woke up to a fantastic breakfast. The food was outstanding. The accommodations is beautiful. And Marcus is here, the general manager, and he has just laid out really the red carpet for what we had truly to be one of the greatest fishing experiences of all our lives. And Captain Taco is here, and we'll talk a little bit about probably one of the greatest days of fishing that all of us, again, have experienced.
Marcus, give us an idea exactly where the Bahia Mar is.
Listen, Bahia is, first of all, we're sitting right on Fort Lauderdale Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Location-wise, phenomenal. A few blocks away from Las Olas Boulevard, 10 minutes away from Port Everglades in Fort Lauderdale,
mm-hmm.
Major cruise destination. We sit on a 250-foot marina, one of the biggest marinas in the world.
Uh-huh.
Bahia has about 300 rooms, soon to be renovated. Hey?
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes if you look around back there, Marcus, you think there's more boats than there are cars running around there.
You bring a really good point, and those boats are not small.
Yeah. And more expensive, too.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, Taco... Matt was very, very excited and animated. You know, he got fish that he wasn't expecting to catch. Give a quick rundown on what you guys did today. And the other thing that I'd like you to bring up is Matt had mentioned the method that you use to catch these fish.
Well, John, how are you doing tonight? First of all, I'd like to start out by saying, who wouldn't be excited to fish with Taco on the hook? Hey, you know, John, I've got to say, you know, fishing is just that. It is fishing. And some days are better than others. And, I mean, today it was just extraordinary. It was one of those days we could do no wrong. You know, these guys showed up with full bellies. They just had a big breakfast at the Bahia Mar. They showed up on the boat, and everything we did worked out. We started out trolling offshore, and we got so lucky. We caught some mahi-mahi fish. We ended up catching a real nice wahoo, a few tunas. Then we came in, and we flew some kites. And we suspended the live baits from the kites. And, I mean, the instant we got the baits out there, two sailfish at the same time popped up. We ended up catching one out of the two. And, you know, as Matt was saying earlier, he had his father with him and his brothers with him. And I'm telling you, bud, it was one of those days makes me so happy to be fortunate enough to do what I do for a living. It just, everything clicked. And it's like, you know, they're still right here at the Bahia Mar Luxury Resorts. Not 20 yards from the charter boats right next door, right in the heart of everything. We got restaurants nearby. We got nightclubs. Heck, we got a church nearby. Whatever you like, it's right here. And it's just, I'm speechless. I really, really am. Today was just one of those days that will definitely go down in history. And you got to check out my blogs. I hate to throw a plug for myself, but gosh darn it, tacohookedup.com. You got to look at the blogs. Check out these pictures. And Matt's the ugly guy, the tall guy with the hat. I'm the good-looking, short, fat Cuban guy. But I'm telling you guys, it was just one of those days. You got to come down, get out of that cold weather, and check this out.
Well, so what you did, you purposely started off targeting sailfish, and then you moved around to targeting different fish. Is that where you just kind of go, just try and catch what's there?
Well, you know, I'd like to say that you're correct, and we targeted what was there, and that was our experience. But the fact of the matter is, you know, we wanted to catch whatever we could. But we did try different methods. We tried trolling, and that paid off for us. We flew our kites with a live bait suspended out of the kites. That paid off for us. It was like we could do no wrong. Then we were so far to the south, we had to get back to the Bahia Mar Luxury Resorts. We had to be 14 miles to the south of us. So we just trolled our way back, you know, and gosh darn it, that paid off for us. We just could do no wrong today.
Well, that's great. When a thing like that, you actually feel like God's looking down on you, don't you? But it makes bad days, guy.
I'm just really good, guys.
Yeah, that's what we all say, but we know the truth.
We're as good as our last fishing trip.
Exactly.
Hey, John?
Yes.
I want to give you a little lineup of what we actually pulled in today.
Okay,
we
give us a rundown.
A beautiful sailfish that we landed, and mm-hmm. my little brother John fought this thing for, God, it seemed like an eternity, and it was absolutely exhausted afterwards. We have some great photos we're gonna put up on the website. We had two giant wahoos, and the Bahia Mar and Marcos, his crew, is so kind that we've got them staked up and they're on the grill, and we're going to have them in four or five different ways. We also landed some amberjacks. We've got bonita. We got some blackfin tuna, and Captain Taco is going to prepare that for lunch as we do it again tomorrow. Kingfish and barracuda. So, fish we had.
Okay.
What a day. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing we're talking to you today, but you know, you can do the same thing again tomorrow, but that certainly takes the pressure off, doesn't it?
Let me tell you what. I think tomorrow we're going to go big game hunting. I guess that's
the plan,
correct. Right?
Tomorrow our target is big sharks and sailfish. We got the freezers filled. Tomorrow we're going after the big game, and mark my words, we will catch them.
Well, I sure hope so. It sounds like it. Sounds like you guys are on a roll, so no matter what you do, I'm sure you're going to catch that big trophy you're after.
Yeah, we're playing the lottery tonight.
It's great. If you guys, whoever's listening, if you need a place to go, and again, I can't tell you how great the hospitality is here, and if you come down to the Bahia Mar, you want to get out of the snow or the cold or wherever you may be, or even if you're in the Florida area, this place is just absolutely outstanding, and the service is great, and I have never had a better fishing experience in my life, John.
Wow. Well, great
sounds
job.
Sounds like we
great
need
job.
To go, John.
Well, it sounds like you're probably anxious to get back home again, aren't you, Matt?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Back to Chicago.
I think I'm going to stay for a while, and I think he's got a new first mate here. With
yes,
Captain.
I do.
Matt's a new first mate. On
yes, he
Captain
is.
Doctor.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Well, Marcus, it sounds like you've really put on a spread for these guys, and you know what a perfect day. Starting off the day the way they did, and then finishing up the way they did, it doesn't get much better than that.
No, it really doesn't. But I tell you, we are in hospitality, so it's what we do. And you know, the fact that we have these kind of
okay. Well, we're gonna have to let you guys continue the party because we're gonna be moving over to Baja. But how do we get in touch with the luxury resorts?
Well, go to our website. It's bahiamarhotel.com. You will see that we have rates very low. They start only at $129.
Wow, five star. Wow.
Very affordable rates.
Okay.
So bahiamarhotel.com.
Bahiamarhotel.com. Hey, thank you, guys. We really appreciate us sharing your day with us.
And good luck tomorrow, guys. Go out there and slay them.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
You
take
betcha.
Care.
Thanks. Okay, we're going to be moving not farther south, but on the other side of the continent. We've got Mike on the line from the Picante Fleet, downtown Cabo San Lucas in the marina.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Sounds like we got
what's
those
going on. What's
trio.
Going on down there?
Well, I'll tell you what's going on. We got beautiful weather, marlin fishing slowed down a little bit, but the tuna bite's been really good. And our boats are going out and catching the tuna. That's one thing about the Picante fleet. If you have to go out 25, 30 miles out to catch the tuna, we'll go out there and get them for you. So been doing real good out there, and I think the people in the States that aren't coming down are getting scared off by things that are happening at the border, and it, down here it doesn't affect us, and the fish don't care.
Well, that's sure. You know, there's so much bad publicity that we're getting down here in Mexico, Mike. It's kind of sad, but the people still go to the United States, and the publicity of the states, like what happened in Arizona, wasn't too good, but it doesn't seem to affect that way. Yeah, but I mean, it's like you said, here it's safe. We don't have problems down here, do we, Mike?
I feel perfectly safe walking around, and the people are friendly. Everyone's just looking, trying to keep busy, waiting for the economy to get back up and get out there and catch more fish.
Yeah, well, that's what we live for, Michael.
That's right.
Yeah, I just got back. I was over in Lopez with the whales yesterday, and it was great. It was over there. We caught some small groupers, but basically we went over there. I took Charlie over there to run around with those whales. There's 9 of them in right now. It's something. I got to take you up there, buddy.
Yeah. Well, so you were the groupies catching groupers, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
Well, good. So let's see what else could I tell you. Well, the weather's been holding up nice too. It's been gorgeous during the day. You know, mid-70s, a little bit cooler at night in the 50s, but you know, a light jacket gets you through it.
Yeah, Mike, I've been down there different times of the year, and you know, I think sometimes it's better than others, but it's always good. Yeah, actually, when the fishing is the hottest, it gets a little warm down there. But this is a great time of the year, and there's also some decent fishing going on. If you want to spend a little bit, you've got the winter stuff like the Sierras and things. But if somebody wants to get in touch with you, why don't you give us some information?
I'd be glad to. You can call us at our Mexico office using our stateside line, which is area code 714-442-0644, and you'll talk to us right here at the marina.
Yeah, we got to go. Picante Sport Fishing, is that right?
Yes, that's picantesportfishing.com.
Perfect. Okay, we got to go. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate that. We'll talk to you soon. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio. This is John and Mike. We'll be right back.
Considered the finest long-range sport fishing vessel in the world, the Royal Polaris is based at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fishing the Royal Polaris provides unmatched service, speed, and comfort. Live the dream of landing giant yellowfin tuna, wahoo, and summer albacore. Still the fastest long-range sport fisher in the world at 113 feet, the Royal Polaris offers first-class staterooms, refrigerated fish storage, the latest in electronic fish-finding gear, and unmatched expertise. Live your dream for less money than expected. Visit RoyalPolaris.com.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAHA.
Cutthroat, northern pike, largemouth, speckled trout, dorado, coho, flying fish, walleye, bonefish, sunfish, codfish, monkfish, shark, barracuda, tarpon, hammerhead.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. And this is John Hannigan in studio, and live and out of La Paz is we have Mike the Grizz on the line helping out today. Mike, let's see, where have we been so far? East Coast, West Coast?
We've been freezing. We've been
Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've been everywhere.
Well, let's go over to the Bay Area. We've got Tom Matush out of Half Moon Bay, and Tom's always got some interesting stuff going on. There's no matter what time of the year it is, he's always finding some interesting things to fish for. So, Tom, give us an idea what you got.
Hey, good morning. We're having a heck of a day. Earlier in the week, we had a chili pepper rockfish research trip and did real well. Currently, we're doing a lot of crabbing, and on some of these crab trips, you know, this is just a beautiful weekend. Hey, we've seen whales. We've seen some small dolphins, some porpoises. On offshore trips, we're seeing the gray whales as they migrate down. We've had some minke whales. It's just amazing that they're in this close at this time of the year. So, you know, I only wish there was a way I could charge people this little extra for this crab trip here, but they're still enjoying a lovely, lovely morning here. So,
Go ahead. Well, can you kind of give us an idea? I know that you've been looking for giant squid, and the Dungeness are still happening there right now?
Dungeness is still doing extremely well. The Humboldt squid have been getting a little scarce. We're not sure if they've totally moved out of the area or not.
Okay.
We just did a squid trip. Let's see, that was on Thursday. And we came up bone dry, not even one hookup. So that's a little discouraging, but sometimes they've left as early as the first week of December. Sometimes they've been around into the third week of March. So I've still got interest, but I am warning people that we haven't caught a lot lately. So we do have the Dungeness crab, and you know, another small but delicate great fish is a sand dab. So in addition, we're doing the sand dab and crab combo trips. So it's crab or crab and dab. And if somebody really wants a squid trip, we could give it a try. Don't get your hopes up until about September, October.
Yeah, well, what did I say? No matter what time of the year it is, Tom's got something going on. And I tell you what, is it just Dungeness or is there any other crab there?
You know, we occasionally get some rock crabs in pots as well, and those don't count towards your Dungeness limit. So that's like getting some free crabs. Size limit's smaller. It's great in the claws. It's just a real fun animal to try for comparison.
Well, that sounds kind of scary. My mom told me always to be careful about getting free crabs.
Now, that depends on where you hang out, my
man. Exactly right.
Like I tell the customers, you know, how is it that we used to try and avoid catching the crabs when we were young?
Yeah, exactly. Now you're going out there and trying to catch
them. Oh, no. Okay, on that note, Tom Matouche, you're on the Hooli Cat, and your website is?
HooliCat.com. HooliCat.com.
Great. Thank you, Tom. It's very entertaining. We appreciate that. Okay, we are going to go back down to Baja. We have Gabriel on the line with us from the, well, Grizz, why don't you tell me where he's from?
Well, Gabriel happens to be in the finest hotel in La Paz. It's a five-star, even better than a five-star hotel, and it's called the Grand Heritage, and he's a very good friend of mine. How you doing, Gabriel?
Hi, and thank you. How are you, and how are you, Mike? Well, listen, I'm the most lucky person because right now I'm riding here walking through the hotel, and I can see a lot of people just getting back for a real good day. Actually, today we're going to cook for three different guys that went out, and they have huge marlin, and as well they have some tunas right there. So that makes my spirit go up as well.
Okay.
And I would like to make a special offer to the people that are listening to you, to your show right now, John, and I will give two nice certificates for free to the number 10 caller who can go right now to www.costabajaresort.com and tell me what rate do I have right now.
Okay, so
you'll be receiving two nights for free.
In other words, Gabriel, you want them to go to your website and give the answer. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Well,
that's correct.
Gabriel, can't they look on your website to find out?
Yep.
Oh, good thinking. All right. Well, in that case, I think that if somebody wants to go down to La Paz, it might be a good idea to send them an email. Now, you know, you're supposed to guess, you're not supposed to cheat. So don't be looking at the specials before you go to their website. But go ahead and send an email to Gabriel through the, what is the website again, Gabriel?
It's CostaBajaResort.com.
And go to that website, or if you want to, go to FishTalkRadio.com, and that way just go ahead and send an email, and anybody that comes pretty close to the answer, we're going to get you fixed up with some free rooms.
Perfect.
Can I do it too?
No.
No, you don't, because you know, buddy, you have a special place in that resort, so don't worry about guys.
Yeah, no, I would have to say the city of La Paz is one of my favorite places. It's beautiful. The weather down there this time of the year is incredible. You've got some great rates going on and some great things to do and a great place. So I would highly recommend it. Gabriel, your phone connection wasn't real good, but you did a great job. So we appreciate that, and we'll get back with you again next week.
Perfect. I will be looking forward. And hi, everybody. And just come to La Paz. Remember,
there
the
you
best
go.
Fishing place in Mexico.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better. We appreciate that, Gabriel, and we'll talk to you soon.
I'll see you Sunday, Gabriel.
Okay.
Okay, I'll see you on Sunday. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Chris. Okay, let's see. Let's move up the coast again. We haven't been to the San Diego area yet. And the West Marine, there's a superstore down in San Diego that's, from what I understand, is if not the number one, probably the number one in the entire West Marine chain as far as their fishing supplies. Dan, give us an idea of what's going on at West Marine and in the Southern California area.
Well, right now we're doing inshore fishing, basically, and you can do sand bass and halibut and sculpin. Rockfish is closed for us for right now, but bay fishing is doing all right. Guys are fishing the bay. They're getting ready for a tournament we got coming up. The biggest bay bass fishing tournament on the West Coast comes up on the 29th, and I'm fishing in that, so I'm getting ready to pre-fish that in a couple of days, and that's what we're doing here. We're getting prepared for that kind of stuff.
Well, it sounds great. Keeping you busy?
Oh, yeah, I'm surprisingly busy this winter. I'm really happy to see how things are going with it.
That's great.
New improvement on the store and getting a big tackle section is helping us out.
Well, you know, it seems things to be changing, turning around as far as the fishing. We're seeing a lot of different movement, too. I think finally the people are not so scared anymore, and they're going to get out there and they're going to catch fish and start living again the way they should.
Yeah, I'm seeing a little bit of that myself. I've seen people, you know, they're working on their boats, fixing them up, and they're investing a little more in their tackle right now. So I think that's an optimistic sign for them. And no reason not to have a great fishing year this year. I'm looking forward to having a great offshore year this year.
Well, I'm sure you will. You always do, don't you?
Oh, yeah. We had a tough year last year for offshore fishing, but we had sea bass to catch and other things to catch this year. So hopefully we'll have a little better tuna fishing this year. But we'll see how it goes.
That's great.
Dan, I know that it seems like every year is an unusual year, but why don't you kind of go over 2010 from your perspective and give us some of the things that were good, bad, or just different about it?
Well, we got off to a very late start, and so we waited and waited and waited for the tuna to show, and then when they did, you'd get a couple of days of them and a decent bite, a couple of guys would get on them, and the guys that jumped on them would catch a few, but then they'd kind of wane or kind of came and went, but they never really stayed for very long. They had to get on immediately when they fish bit, so we didn't get much of an offshore bite this last year. It was really tough fishing, and then it kind of went away early. We did have a consolation prize, though. We had the best sea bass fishing we've had in anybody can ever remember fishing La Jolla. If you could get out and nighttime fishing there with squid was just fantastic. Guys were going out and getting limits of sea bass for a long period of time, and it came and went, and kind of it did stay for a month and then go away for a couple of weeks, and then they start biting again. So it was really an amazing sea bass fishery last year.
Yeah, we had, was it a wahoo caught in, was it Long Beach Harbor?
Yeah, I heard about that. I'm not really sure. I didn't follow up on that too much, but that kind of stuff happens. But last year was a strange year for that because the water wasn't really warm. So
well, one of the big things that happened last year, now, you know, we've heard of, and I've never seen, but apparently you can get some bluefin tuna and some giant tuna on the East Coast. But this year, out of San Diego, one of the long-range boats fishing down, you know, closer to Cabo San Lucas, and what was that interesting catch?
Well, they had a 405-pound yellowfin tuna this year, so that's a pretty nice fish to talk about.
Which blew away all records.
Yeah, they've never caught a 400-pound fish before, and it is currently pending as the all-tackle world record for yellowfin tuna.
Mm-hmm.
We're waiting for approval from IGFA on that, but it looks like it was done right, and that fish should pass.
Yeah, amazing. And, you know, they've... Because I know for a long time people thought, would there ever be a 400-pound tuna? Because 300 pounds are big, and they don't, you know, it's not like a marlin that can just live for 50, 60, 70 years. The tuna, from my understanding, is, you know, they have a short, fairly short lifespan, and part of that is because they burn up so much energy and they're such voracious eaters that they reach a certain size and they can't sustain themselves. Is that...
Yeah, that's kind of what I've kind of heard when I was talking to the biologists that were explaining it to me. They get to a certain size where they're spending as much energy as they're consuming when they're catching the bait fish, and they just kind of run out on them. They figure those fish are, I don't know, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old for that size fish, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine they just starve to death.
Basically,
or wear themselves out trying to eat, so one way or the other.
And Mike, you know, you've been a lot of different places, and I don't think you've ever seen a 400-pound yellowfin tuna anyway. But why don't you give us some contact information, Dan, for West Marine? Maybe I know that you can always go to the corporate website, but why don't you give us some contact information for you?
We'll come to 1250 Rosecrans on right down by Shelter Island Drive. It's easy to find the store. We take out the whole block right there. And then you know, just a couple of blocks from the sport fishing landings in San Diego, and we're on the way to the San Diego launch ramp. Or give me a call at 619-225-8844. I'm going to be there tomorrow morning or the next morning, any morning you call. Usually I'm opening this door at 8 o'clock.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dan. And if you didn't get that number written down, you just come and listen to us on our podcast or go to our website. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Set on the magnificent Sea of Cortez, the Grand Heritage Resort and Spa at Marina Costa Baja is the first five-star resort in La Paz, Baja South. Overlooking a 250-slip marina and white sand beaches, enjoy two signature restaurants, a world-class destination for fishing or diving. Enjoy five-star elegance in the charming laid-back city of La Paz. Dock your boat and enjoy the Marina Village. Visit on the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
My boat's hooked to the truck, and I'm headed for the lake. A limb of the fish, I know that.
Welcome back
take.
To Fish Talk Radio. Sorry to cut that music off on you, Richard. Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan, and Mike the Grizz is helping us out today. Well, Mike, I think we had another fun time.
Oh, we always do. You know that, John. Okay. Just talking to people all over the United States, from the north to the south, from the east to the west.
Yeah, that's it. Good way to describe
it. It's just something fantastic.
There's always something going on. Even if you have to drill a hole in the ice to fish, there's always something.
Yeah, that kind of, I don't think I kind of like that anymore.
Well, okay. Hey, Mike, you produce a television show. It's ASOB, Adventures South of the Border. And with doing that, you get to travel around filming a lot of different things, a lot of different places. Is there anything that pops into your mind, a particular place or event or happening that you could describe real quick that would be something that excites you the most?
Well, to tell you the truth, you know, everywhere I fish is something, is a new experience. People, food, lodging, everything. And I thank God every day that I have that's my job. But I wanted to tell you, John, is this month in January, on Adventure South of the Border, we have specials. Our specials are the shows that we're having, the best of, like, the rooster fish, the tuna,
okay,
and all of that. Every week we're having a special show that shows you the best of the best. The biggest tuna, the biggest this, the biggest that, the biggest that. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, what I'm trying to do is get you to tell me what your favorite one is.
My favorite one is one's coming on in 2 weeks, is the Big Marlin Show.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I catch marlin from 200 pounds up to, we figure one out to be about 950.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, that to me is, I don't know, there's something about a marlin and rooster fish to me turn me on the most.
Yes, yeah, and of course, you know, those are all 100% sport fish.
Yes, sir. Well, you know me, John, I don't kill a fish for any reason.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while, I'll kill a little small one to eat, but we got to get to the catch and release.
And we talked to Chucky about the catch and release. Apparently, in Baja, you know, they found that there are residential marlin, because even if they're catching and releasing, that doesn't mean the rest of the world is. But it seems to be working well there, so it seems to indicate that there are residential marlin down there.
I'm seeing a lot of marlin caught and released. You know, I'm preaching that. Catch and release. Don't eat them. Don't eat them. The same with the rooster fish. And it's really helping, John.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Thanks to people like you that have got the radio show going, catch and release. You know, it's really working.
Well, it does. And of course, you know, professional bass anglers, they never kill fish. But, and it's not just in Baja. Florida also, you know, is become very, very big that way, and conservative, and even in the Gulf.
Well, it's catching on, because the people are seeing, John, hey, it really works. So, and you know, we got kids. We want those kids to catch a fish. We want them to have the same experience that we have.
And the way to do that is to start them off by taking a fishing.
Exactly right. I mean, that's the best thing in the world. You know me, John. I've always got Charlie with me. Everywhere he can go, he's at my side. You know, I mean, it's just something about father and son or daughter. Right. And father fishing is just great.
Well, in 30 seconds, we're going to wrap it up real quick. I think the ice fishing, I liked that segment, but the little party we had in Florida, that sounded, what an incredible, incredible day. They don't happen very often, but those guys are going to remember that one for a long time.
Yeah, when it clicks, it clicks.
Yes, okay. All right, Grizz, we appreciate you coming in today and visiting with us. And if anybody would like to hear anything they missed, I recommend that they go to webtalkradio.net, webtalkradio.net, and they can download podcast. And then, of course, you can always go to fishtalkradio.com, and we have a listen-on-demand there. So you don't have to take notes. You can come back and listen to it again. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio. John Hennigan, Mike the Grizz, and we'll be back with you very soon. Thank you, Mike.
You gone fishing.
Oh, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.